Now, I presume you could even, maybe you might even freeze it, but you don't want to ever let it get too hot, you know.
Uh-huh.
That kills it. I don't know how they first made the starter. I got mine from an old lady, Mrs. Gross, that's been here in the early days.
I bet that makes a difference when you get your starter.
Mrs. was telling about they had a lot of company come in. They just had one little room with a fireplace in it, and so they bedded all that. They had a feather bed and a mattress and a straw tick on the bed, and they took the feather bed and put in there. They had lots of comforters, you know. They made down mm-hmm. beds on the floors for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And they had these beds for everybody but she and her husband. And she said she just went and got all their dirty clothes that they had and they laid down on it, and then they took their overcoats and things like that and laid over them and laid down in front of the fireplace a real cold night, and they slept there. And I'll tell you, I suppose you've heard the song about sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know of anyone sleeping at the foot? You didn't ever have sleep? Well, now my grandchildren, each one has to have a whole bed to himself,
mm-hmm.
or they just can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But sleeping at the foot of the bed, many and many a time have I slept at the foot of the bed. Oh, I've seen as many as 6 or 8 people in one bed.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping crossways?
Sleeping, and my mother and father were sleeping long ways, just like the song goes, their foot can get in your face sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed all night at Charlotte Taylor's in the district here when I was a girl. My brother was dating one of their girls, and he'd like me to go over there and stay all night, and then he'd come down and get me on Sunday, you see,
mm-hmm.
and he'd get stalk the girl. I stayed all night, and they had a bunch of company. And the next morning, we got up kind of early, and they just had they had little heads sticking out all over that bed. I know there's 6 or 8 people in that bed, and their little children was. I think that she was Mexican. She was a little bitty short, black-eyed woman, and we always thought she was Mexican. And the little children had little black heads and black eyes, and they were just sticking out all over that bed. They sure did sleep at the foot of the bed. We did too. And you know, nowadays people couldn't sleep a wink if they had sleep like that.
I worked one summer with some other fellows. Well, 3 fellows were sharing an apartment, and they had one bed, and there were 3 being sleeping 3 to a bed.
Uh-huh.
These were big kids,
uh-huh.
180, 190
yeah.
pounds. And another kid and I went up to join them. They said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we're not going to give up this bed, and we're not going to sleep 5 in it." So we slept on the floor.
Did they sleep crossways in
there? No, they just got in there, and
uh-huh.
they'd all have to turn over together. But we were so tired after a day's work,
no,
you
didn't make any difference.
That
well,
floor
you,
felt good, even.
Yes, they just always make down beds on the floors, and just left. My son, he'd think that his children would take pneumonia if he put them on the floor now. And our house was so open, and we didn't get cold. We didn't ever have any bad colds.
Yeah, I guess it's just what you're used to.
Uh-huh.
You're mentioning taking food to the picnics and not getting sick. You were careful about
uh-huh.
it. And you shared your diseases. Too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can have them once and get immune.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, too, that now you see they're so particular about the babies at the hospital get this new strep trouble and things. And my, you never heard anything about that in those days, and they didn't use any precaution.
We used to have pretty tough bugs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But they had to be tough to make us sick.
Uh-huh.
Now they make us sick easy, and they're sissy bugs. They don't fight those darn old strep bugs.